Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. How are you doing today? It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. You all keeping it real, keeping it real with the Rileys.
Woo, yeah.
Get that right. Keeping it real with the Rileys.
And that's what we're going
to
do today.
And that's what we try to do on each and every show. We're gonna kick the show off today. Gonna keep on with our series, Walking in Faith. But first, we're gonna have to give thanks to our Father. Oh, Holy Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. Thank you for family and friends. And I'm asking you to give everyone listening to my voice double measure of faith. Because we can't do nothing without you. And I'm standing in the gap for all of those that think that they doing it.
But God
doing it. I'm standing in the gap here for them too. And the sweet, powerful name, Jesus, God, I love you. Amen. Glory to your name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
glory.
Oh, it's been a day today, and God is good, and we just thank God because He is using us, and it's an honor to be used by God.
Amen, amen.
Don't think that it's easy. Because sometimes you might have one idea, think you're going one way, God wants you to go another way. You got to learn to be obedient to what thus says God.
Amen.
And,
amen.
You know, I was trying to go to a different topic, but God got me right here with faith. So this is part 6. You know, we thought we just going to take the month of March and do, well, the month of April and do part, the different parts of walking in faith. But look like God is sending this all in tonight. But my question, as you know, my question to you is, are you heaven bound? Are you heaven bound? Because walking in faith, you know, that means you trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means you put your faith in Him and you put Him first and foremost in your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 today. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So what that means is that if you are a new creature in Christ, then you allow all the things from your past, you allow them to go, and you let all things become new to you. That means that decided to be heaven bound, facing God now, and not a man.
What that means, you're going to stop cussing and start praying.
Yeah.
You know. That new creature in you is seeking God. And you drop down on your knees and start praying. Start praying on your way to work.
Things are changing.
Yes. Turning around. you know. So just stick in there and just, it's like, you just go and take the cut. He took the look what he took for us. Look what Jesus Christ, look what he did for us. You know, I can take a few cuts.
You know, don't
worry now.
Like, you know, don't each one of those things hit
full flesh.
But it had all those other laces on it. It was not just 39. It was like getting, you know, 39 times 7. You know, Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is of his. I repeated that for you, because you need to understand, we must take on the spirit of Christ. Flesh has got to die. Flesh and the spirit is going to always war. Flesh has got to die. We must take on the spirit of God. Romans 10:8-16 says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, faith is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. You have no reason to be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ if you believe on him. You have no reason to be ashamed. None. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how should they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, bring glad tidings of good things. You know, what this is saying is God is really awesome. It says to me that I'm the thankful God to be able to bring God's word to you. Because you need to hear the word, you need to be taught the word. I don't care how old we are. I don't care who we are. You will never stop learning about Jesus. Never. You know, every man of God that I know, woman that I know, the preachers, the prophets, even though they preach, they still need the word of God preached to them.
Mm-hmm.
They still need to have a word. So forsake not the gathering of the saints. No. You need to hear the word, and how can you hear the word? Unless somebody is preaching. And you need to hear it, you need to hear it again. You know, desire is for us to be faithful and to prosper. The whole world is to have faith. No, we can't function in this life without some type of belief system. You gotta have a belief system of some sort in your life. No, without a belief system, you don't get it going to work. You don't go pay bills. You don't you pay that license because you believe that if you don't go pay it, they will shut your life up. So you have a belief system. You pay your mortgage or your rent because you believe that if you don't, you're gonna get evicted. So we want you to know that you have faith. You have a belief system. We just want to build it. And I repeat this so much because I have heard so many people say, I don't have faith. But they do have faith. They just don't realize where they're putting their faith in. And, you know, and I think that people, when they say, I don't have faith, really mean is that I don't know how to redirect the faith that I already have. You know, how do I redirect that faith that I have in man? How do I redirect it to the Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, that's what they mean, because of that. People want to be saved. People want to walk with Christ, but they live in the world and they're so conformed to the world that they do not know how to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. You know, so we're going to work on this belief system. We're going to get you transferred. All we have to do is apply your faith that you do have. Just take a little bit that you do have and take it and place it in Jesus. You know, it says, for the heart, men believe it. For with the heart, men believe it is righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made for salvation. So, your heart, you got to take that heart and just let Jesus in and let him lead, guide, and direct you. It's not easy sometimes, but once you make up your mind, that's when it becomes easy, when your mind is made up and you're sold out. But if you're going to say something,
you know, a lot of us, in the church, I'm told of the church, for instance, my mom, Sunday school, Sunday morning, I was going to be in church unless I was sick. You know, I was going to be there, even though she wasn't there.
She made sure that
I was there.
Yeah.
You know, you make sure that your child get up and go to school. You know, to learn. How to read, how to write, you know, how to add. Just like you send your child to school, you send your child to Sunday school. You know, because it's a word that you need to hear too.
He has to hear the word.
Need to hear.
Churches is everywhere, every corner of the house.
You know. Now, if you don't want to save your soul, or you don't want to give your faith, then look out for your child. If my mom hadn't sent me to church, and my grandmother put me into everything come by, on Easter Sunday, I walk into the store and she hand me a piece of paper and tell me that's my speech I got to do on Sunday.
But you know, that's how
you know what to be. What? A lot of parents were like that. We were at church. We were at Sunday school.
Yeah.
You know, we were at Sunday school. You know, but they're hearing the word.
Hearing
the word.
Yeah.
You know, some of it going to get through.
Yeah.
See,
Brand
some of it is going to get through.
And they were old.
That's right.
They were not the same.
You know,
we
were going to
make mistakes, but
we'll
come back home.
Oh, yeah, I went out there and had a good time. You know, had a good time. But God had a better time.
You know, not only are they going to send their kids, their children to Sunday school, they're going to bring their children. I try not to call children dope. Kids, just dope. That's what they call it, dope. When they leave them in Florida. And we want to take your faith, and we just want, we're going to flip the switch, like a little light switch, and we're going to help you just to apply your faith to your spiritual walk with God, because all you need is the faith of a mustard seed. I want you right now, stop, and just think about all the things that God has done for you, big and small. Look at what God brought you from. Look how many lives that you've touched, even in the midst of getting yourself together. Think about that. Think about how good that God has been to you. And in thinking about that, just start teaching. God, just lift your hands and just thank him. Thank God for
but the roof over here.
Ooh, I've got a bed sleeping. Got food in the cabinet, food in the refrigerator.
Yes.
Got a stove to cook on.
Yes.
Got a refrigerator to put the food in. And you see, y'all, I say these are things that we take for granted. You know, when we were in Michigan, people used to bless us all the time. So they knew we owned realty, and they knew we rented our houses. They were always blessing us with refrigerators and stoves and putting our units in their seats. And we were able to be a blessing to other people. We used to give away stoves, refrigerators, washers, dryers, furniture, all the time. Look at my husband's truck. She had something on the back of it, giving it to somebody. You know, we'll get furniture. We'll rearrange our house, and won't be long before it's time to rearrange our house. We didn't have. And I'm not talking about a dress or two. I'm talking about a four and five room home, from the kitchen all the way to the bathroom. You know, and I remember the time I went and I had a truckload. I mean, it was stacked at least 3-4 feet over the bed, the cab of my truck. It didn't have nothing to do with it. Nowhere to, I didn't have nowhere to take it. But people just left.
Nowhere to take it.
And I'm not talking about junk. I'm talking about beautiful furniture.
Yes.
Because the kind of people that the Lord put us in connection with was the Jewish people. And they would redecorate their home. They've been just bought a living room. They didn't want to redecorate their home, so they gave them the living room that way. They said, Rondo, all right, I know y'all got somebody. Yeah, I know y'all know somebody that needs this.
Yes.
And just, you know,
yes.
Go put it in one of your units. You know, go put it in your rental car. Just, you know, I just the fact that when we got into real estate, we told God we was going to use this real estate for his glory. And God just started sending us people that I promise you, I didn't know there was just so many people that didn't. We see it and we walk by, we see it on the side. But then we just started being introduced to people who were homeless, you know. And my heart to be a blessing.
Oh, this is, even the field was able to feel food.
Oh,
able to. Even job.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
God bless us.
To give people a job, you know. And see, that's what's going to happen right here. People are going to bless this ministry so that we can be a blessing. That's what we've been doing for 30 years.
Yes.
You know.
You know, people use you and misuse you. We say, we ain't doing it. No, no. I'm done. I'm finished. I wish I would have another person. It won't be long. God will send somebody else.
The phone call.
God will send somebody else, and we look at each other like, here we go.
Yeah, we're back in the queue.
Here we go. We said we ain't going to do this no more.
Yeah.
You know, we, over the last 30 years, and we've taken in continuously. Just open our home up to help others. It's just so many people out there. And one of the things that God has put in my heart, don't talk it, live it. Don't talk it, live it. And, you know, and we done dealt with the drug abusers, fathers, we done dealt with it. You know, the mentally impaired. I mean, God has put people in our lives and for us to help. And I'm like, Lord, did you have to send somebody like that? But then God, when he do that, just a lesson for you.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, at one point, it looked like everybody thought was going to be the bipolar or schizophrenic. You know? And, you know, but God was preparing us for something that we didn't even know about. Because we didn't know that we were going to actually have to not just deal with the people that we would meet being schizophrenic and bipolar and having depression problems and mental, but we were going to have to start dealing with that within our family. And we were, and for a while, it was like a complete, it was a ministry. And I'm like, Lord, what is this all about? But when we got out of it, I understood why he was that. He was putting us there because we were able to handle, because everybody can handle dealing with friends. Everybody cannot handle dealing with people that's bipolar and manic depression and habitual liars and thieves. And we dealt with it all in ministry. But at the time, we
didn't know we had a ministry.
Right, we didn't know.
We didn't know.
God was setting us up in ministry. And we did not know that. We didn't know.
We were dealing with people that know me, they would say, man, are you crazy? You know what that man did?
But God ain't even right.
But hey,
God gave us the grace to deal with it. He gave us the provision. And I promise you, it helped us too, because
yeah,
it wasn't long that we went through a phase of depression because of illnesses and attacks on us.
Yes.
And you don't know where God is taking you. You just don't know. And faith, I just knew that it was going to be better. I knew that even though I failed and not three just out my back, I knew in my heart that God is going to do something wonderful in me. But my husband got electrocuted and almost died. I knew that it was for a reason. We never would have come to Mississippi. We never So there was no way I was going to get Robert Riley to move back to Mississippi. There was no way.
For about 5 years there, I had to fight. Maybe 10 years, I had to fight my wife and my father.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor.
Me and my daddy-in-law.
Hey.
That ain't here still at my daddy.
No, I ain't coming back, you know.
But I just knew we would come here eventually. But
I didn't know it.
Circumstances, God will let you go through. And see, if we had been obedient in the first place, we could have avoided some of those pitfalls we had.
Yeah.
We saw the hole. We saw the hole over there, but we were doing it our way, so we just fell over into the hole.
I feel the hole, and I feel bored. It's long enough. I'm gonna throw that board across that hole, and I'm going on across there. I ain't doing no extra stepping. I see, I ain't never like work.
But
and when you come talking about extra work, no,
That's why God had him working what he had him working. Workaholic. Needs perfection. But see, a lot of times we're not supposed to put that board across the hole. We are supposed to allow God to redirect our path. That's what we're supposed to do. But that's what we did not do.
Yeah, I missed that memo.
You know, and faith, I mean, y'all, I just cannot how important faith is, what it means. You know, it's just stuff. Like you said, stuff.
You know, wherever you are, wherever you are, you didn't get there by yourself.
You didn't.
You know,
I know I didn't.
See, whatever situation you're in, you did not get there by yourself.
Right.
You know,
there by yourself. But you can give it to God, live it with it,
and everything will be all right.
Yes. And you know, God said he has us in his hands. And can't no man step aside. And that is so true. But we can show jump down ourselves. And that's what a lot of us do. So if you don't know Christ in yourself, if you have not accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you are in a backslidden position, and you've been falling down, and you just don't want to go to church because you don't think you can stop doing what you're doing.
Shabbat.
Give it over to God. That's where you need to go. That, you know, church is a hospital for the sick.
Everybody doesn't have a problem.
You know, we invite you. Jesus' door is open to you. Building. It's what's in your heart. So if you believe with your heart,
yes,
you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. He is God's only begotten Son. That died on the cross for our
sins.
And you believe in your heart that God raised him on the third day. If you believe that, you are confessed. Then you know what? You should be saved. But so you got to confess your trademark. That's why I didn't make a confession. You have to make a confession for yourself. You got to call on Jesus for yourself.
Glory.
Mama, daddy, sister, brother, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, they can only pray for you so much. But baby, you got to get in there and get it for yourself.
Because
all that is done, it's about your salvation.
Man, I can't
young people, it's a lifestyle. Now, this may hurt some feelings right here. But you know what? When you started hanging with Jesus, you should want to stop wearing that mini dress. You know, because, honey, I have to keep this thing real. You know, it's a couple of broadcasts that I did that I did not realize my shirt was low. That was unacceptable. It was unacceptable. I had to go back and pray. Because, see, Christianity is a lifestyle. It's not that I think I'm holiness out. It's that I'm choosing to walk with Christ. And because I'm choosing to walk with Christ, I get such a conviction. My husband tells me, well, baby, what about your blue pants? I said, no, baby, I can't get those. I could fit them still, but you know what? I'm going to put on a little weight. So now they hug my legs, and I don't want to go to church and distract no one. Because men see you can be covered from the head to your toes in a flock. But men, I'm going to keep it real, they see breasts, they see booty, they see legs. Men got one of the largest imaginations there. They see things that's not even there. And see, Jesus said that we should not cause our brothers and sisters to stumble. So if I know that we're in something super tight, something too fitted, can cause a brother or a sister to stumble, and I know this, then Jesus is holding me accountable. And I have to answer to Jesus for it. But now, if you don't know it, that's a different story. So you have no more excuse. You know it now.
You know now.
So we're doing a whole series of being our brother's keeper. So we really are our brother's keeper, not sister's keeper. Because God said that if your brother falls out, you're supposed to restore him. And if he chooses not to be restored, and you taking the elder and y'all talk to him, two or three people, and he chooses not to be restored, then you distance yourself from him. But for that, you keep trying to help your brother out. But even once you distance yourself, you still pray for him.
So and you see him down.
Don't be
don't
that.
Put your foot on.
Don't do it.
Instead of putting your foot on, reach down with a hand.
Get a hand up. I don't know why we're here today. God just sits up here. You know, but I'm glad that we're doing it because there is so many things and so many things that people be wanting to ask questions. But they don't want to ask the other people. They don't want to be the one to be. But, you know, as the teacher said, the only question that the dumb point is the question I ask.
Mm-hmm.
And over 9 times out of 10, when you want to know something, somebody else want to know it, too. They just don't want to be the one who asked the first. And we love y'all. We love y'all like you are. You know? Our ministry, the Jesus of Jesus, PO Box 697, Akron, Mississippi, 39735. Call us on the prayer line. Call us on our hotline, 662-388-0644. You can call on the mobile line, 313-854-4909. Just call us. We want to hear from you. If you have been blessed by this ministry, go to our website, RHONDA2243.wix.com/Jesus. You know, get us up on our email, YLUJesus@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. We want to know that we are happy and that you're being blessed by the ministry. I wouldn't be at 20 if I could remember it.
Okay, y'all got to be patient with me.
That's a whole nother free broadcast on me running social media.
It's the program. It's only thing I can name.
You put me through. Oh, yeah.
There's stuff out there that people are wondering about. And see, I know that people that just get into reading the Bible and going to church and really listen what the pastor is saying, not getting distracted by what my wife was just saying, you know, and get into it. There's going to be some pressure, I tell you too. I got a couple of Wayne things to do with myself. I'm going to tell you, you know. And I am going to have to talk to my pastor about them too. You know, give me something about that. And then when I get it, I'll make sure you get it.
We have a wonderful pastor. We have a wonderful pastor. So I'm going to do a shout-out to my pastor, Lawrence L. Carpenter Jr. and Lady Melita Carpenter.
Yes.
We have awesome parents. Spiritual parents, you guys.
Yeah, we have had some.
We have adopted up everywhere.
You know,
we got some in Houston, Texas, Greensboro, Alabama. We got South Carolina. We got Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just beautiful that you know that they're speaking into our lives and experiencing in the right direction.
Yes. You know,
God is good.
Yes, and then we turn around and, like you said, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We went there and on business and picked up. Hey, you know, another brother involved.
But you know, we try to be obedient. Yes, if please direct me along the right path. People think